A few weeks ago, the folks at General Motors began an online contest, hoping to generate some buzz about the 2007 Chevy Tahoe. The idea is to let people make their own commercials using stock footage of the full-size SUV. Users pick one of 8 soundtracks, and they write their own ad copy. After entering the contest, they receive a link to their newly assembled creations, which they can then share. But in some cases, Chevy's project has gotten away from them. One entry shows the Tahoe perched on a snowy mountain peak. The text on the screen reads, "Like snow? Beautiful landscapes? Be sure to take it all in now, because tomorrow, this SUV will change the world. Global warming isn't a pretty SUV ad. It's a frightening reality."
I've seen ones mocking the connection of gas-guzzling SUVs to the end of cheap oil. I've seen ones mocking the connection of big SUVs to male performance issues. I've seen a lot of very creative and funny ads, but none of them have been complimentary towards the Chevy Tahoe.
That's David Roberts, a staff writer for the online environmental magazine Grist. Chevy's ad campaign became the topic of discussion on his blog last week, with readers posting links to their own 30-second commercials after Roberts shared his.
My kick was, look, we're sending all these young kids over to get hurt and die. We're spending all this money to secure our supply of oil. At the very least, you should use some of it. And the tagline was, Chevy Tahoe, don't let all those deaths go to waste. I was just trying to be as intentionally provocative as possible just to see if Chevy would, you know, just to see if the website would let me do it.
And it did, at least for a few days. David Roberts says the link to his commercial wasn't active this morning, and a few of his readers say they've had problems with their links, too. But that's not deterring other environmentally minded pranksters from making their own SUV ads.
They're trying to send the message that it's just not okay anymore for Americans to huddle up in their little bubble and try to pretend that the rest of the world doesn't exist. That's the kind of message that Chevy's going to get from this, much to their chagrin, I think.
Chevrolet says submissions remain posted to the website, regardless of tone towards the product. The company says it anticipated that there might be some critical submissions, but says it's happy with the results of its contest to promote one-on-one interaction with the brand. Now, we're guessing that contestants who are critical of SUVs and the people who drive them won't win Chevy's contest. The website states, an entry which, in the sole discretion of the judges, is not in keeping with the image of the sponsors, will be disqualified. The contest ends April 10th.